Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can talk about whatever you want. If it's a personal issue, we don't mind those. In fact, we like that stuff.
Sure, it's fun.
Maybe it's a political problem or a political rant or some sort of agenda that you want to push on this internationally syndicated radio show. The line is toll free, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And it is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Manwich back from his almost two-week-long absence.
Yep.
Extended second honeymoon.
Well, yeah, I guess it would be a second. Every day's a honeymoon with Laura.
There you go. That's the right answer. She's listening tonight, huh? 800-259-9231.
She wouldn't be caught dead.
Manwich, welcome back. We're obviously glad to have you return. I know some of our listeners were going through a little bit of withdrawal without you.
Really?
Just two of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's about right.
So, as usual, we'll talk about what's on our mind unless you bring up what's on yours. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can check out the archives, the last week's worth of shows, none of them having Manwich in them, but you can get them all at freetalklive.com on the house.
And Manwich free shows.
As you scroll through there, don't forget to vote for us at the various different websites that we have listed, including podtower.com. Again, that's all for you free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. I think I was repeating that in my sleep when I was away on vacation.
So we should get to the point of where we can just trade back and forth. You know, where one of us says one line and another one of us says the next line.
Lame. Hey, tell me about, Johnson, tell me about this photography situation. Some sort of ban on taking photos?
My boss was talking to me this morning, and he sends, you know, he's like, oh, did you hear about this? And he starts telling me about, apparently they were trying to ban photography in the New York subway system. The Metropolitan Transit Authority or whatever, Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, the MTA, was attempting to ban photography in all of the subways and just around the trains in general to, you know, as part of the Patriot Act to help, prevent terrorism.
I remember a story about that maybe about half a year ago where some tourist was taking pictures and I think they got their camera confiscated or something like that.
That happened. However, the MTA has dropped that. Civil rights organizations got up in arms and the MTA backed off. However, in Hampstead, New Jersey, when I did a search on this, I was like, oh, this is ridiculous. And I wanted to find out exactly the details. So I went and did a Google News search on a photography ban, and I pulled up, apparently Hampstead, New Jersey has also recently decided to ban all photography on beaches.
Beaches?
Really?
Yeah. What are you going to do on a beach?
Apparently there are just some people that found it annoying, and my bosses
found people taking other people taking pictures annoying.
I guess, yeah, I don't know. My boss's theory on this, and we don't know this to be true, but this was his theory, and it's a good one, is that maybe there was some guy out there that was going around taking pictures of women, you know, like sneaking pictures of something like that in bikinis or whatever.
You're on a beach. if you're gonna put on a bikini and you're gonna go to a public beach, then you better be aware that somebody might be there with some sort of photography equipment.
Somebody might look at you.
Of course I agree with you, but that's just the theory, is that that's what the obnoxious behavior was. Maybe he was taking, you know, a young girl. Who knows? You know, who knows what the...
This whole Patriot Act...
Wait, Texas banned suggestive cheerleading. I mean, we live in a puritanical society. People are stupid.
That's true.
You know, I'm sorry. Ignorant.
Right.
Yeah, this whole Patriot Act thing has just gone crazy. I was obviously when I went to on my honeymoon to the Tobago's and St. Vincent, I had to fly on a plane, and so I had the joy of dealing with the TSA going through out of Fort Lauderdale and San Juan. You know, they're confiscating, and really they were taking little nail clippers, nail files, cigarette lighters, the whole thing.
Right.
But you can have a razor blade on the plane, because you can have a razor, you know, to shave with, and you could have a single, a regular, you know, screw-on razor that would have a double-edged blade in it. You could have a razor blade, but you can't have a fingernail file.
Now, how did you find that out?
Because it said you could have them.
There was a list of stuff.
Yeah, you can have razors.
What is this? There's just no sense to that. There's no logic to that at all.
There is no government. Logic to, no.
Right.
Well, because people wouldn't stand for not being able to take razors with them. That's why.
Speaking of government, here's one of the government lovers that's been calling the show all throughout last week. It's Paul in Austin. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Paul.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Good. Now, you actually haven't called in with Manwich on the show yet, Paul, so this will be a first for you.
Oh, really?
I'll be kind to you, Paul. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm not a government lover, by the way.
Oh, okay.
That's a mischaracterization. Uh-huh. I believe in...
You believe in a lot of government. But would you say,
No, actually, I believe in logic, and I believe that there's a place for public policy.
Well, great. Then if you believe in logic, then we should be able to have a good debate.
Let me ask you a quick question, though, Paul, before you get off on whatever you're calling about. Do you think the government is too big, too small, or just the right size?
Oh, it's too big.
Okay. Okay.
No
well,
doubt.
We're going
no
in
doubt.
The right. That's good.
You know, there's absolutely no doubt. But the thing that that I was calling about was this. I'm trying to nail down your concept of natural law and of harm. It's just something I've had a hard time with, even going back in the archives and listening. You, for example, you still believe that government should exist, I assume, to deal with murder and stealing and vandalism and these things, right?
Absolutely.
Or am I confused?
We all believe that.
A very small government that would be focused on those sorts of things.
Although, actually, I kind of had a conceptualization where I thought that maybe we could have private police forces and have several private police forces and have a government that existed only to regulate those police forces. And that was its only function, is to ensure that no single police force got out of line and started, you know, trying to form its own government or take over or use its weapons to,
sure.
and would be able to organize the other police forces to keep them in line.
I have no
but
concept
now,
like that.
Now we also believe that these guys should be able to use guns and force, right?
Correct. But only against people that have used guns but force against other people.
Right.
Okay, so if the crime does not involve guns and force, then you don't believe that guns and force should be used.
Okay, can you give us an example
guns
of what
or
crime?
Well, like, let's say they don't want to pay taxes.
Well, you shouldn't have to pay taxes. We don't agree with taxes on this show. We think that if government is doing something good, then people will fund it voluntarily.
Well, so
fees.
This
taxes.
Person gets to use the resources, but he doesn't have to pay.
No, negative, sir. If you want to use a resource, you'd have to pay for it.
Okay, so we set up toll roads, maybe?
Well,
how about gas taxes?
Now we're talking about roads, where we were just talking about police. Roads are a whole different issue.
No, government services. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, did the police get
We've talked to a large extent about privatizing the roads on this program.
And
well.
I hate the idea, but I do like the idea of gas taxes. And I think that we do have those, and you can maintain the roads with, you know, very easy with excise taxes for gasoline. And that's the people
but
that use it.
If somebody doesn't want to pay gas taxes, like
they'd have a hell of a time buying gas.
No. I mean, the suppliers, you know, the store is responsible for collecting the gas taxes mm-hmm. in that case. And if they just choose not to, you know, to pocket the money rather than pass it on to the government, then I assume the police are going to come up with, I assume, guns.
Yeah, you'd be right about that.
Well, my point is on this is that you make a big deal about the fact that the laws of today is enforced with guns, but you're not really saying let's abolish enforcing the law with guns.
Actually, what we're saying is, and hang on, Paul, because you always bring up some interesting stuff here. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about it. He's found a conflict, I suppose, in that we don't like the idea that government points guns at people to get them to do what they want to. But here you are, at least, man, with supporting government taxes on gasoline.
Normie.
So we'll get back into this. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And again, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent their photo in. We put them up on our website because we appreciate our lady listeners, and that's the point of the Shrine. So check it out. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun, too. Paul in Austin, Texas. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live again with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Now, before we went away for a moment, Paul, you're still trying to grasp the concept here of libertarianism and what it's about, and I guess you've managed to punch a hole in it, sort of, here. And let me just lay down, as I understand, what you've put forth so far. The gas tax. You seem to understand that libertarians are opposed to the use of force. That means that we don't support the use of force to achieve political or social goals. Now then, that said, you've gotten us to admit that we're for a very small government. a very restricted government, a government that basically exists to protect your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And Manwich said that he doesn't mind having a government that taxes gasoline, to which you then kind of brought that to its logical extension. You said, well, what if the gasoline store owner doesn't want to collect the taxes? Wouldn't the cops eventually show up? And yes, you're absolutely right, Paul, which is why I don't support a gasoline tax, nor do I support government taking care of the roads. But Manwich disagrees with me on that one.
Well, but it goes further than that. What if a guy decides that he's going to basically operate a garbage dump in the middle of a subdivision, school?
It's amazing how often the same stuff comes up, isn't it, Manwich?
Well, but the point is if he's doing anything...
Paul, just before we go any farther with that one, I want to make a point on that one. I know you've got another point to make, but I just want to rebut that real quick. The city of Houston, would you call that a pretty good-sized metro?
Yeah, it's about as uncontrolled a metro as you've got.
Yeah, it is. They operate fine without zoning. You know, the Houstonians seem to like it.
In fact, the Houstonians voted down zoning by like a 9-1 margin recently. Yeah, they've done it time and time again. What do you think they know that we don't?
I can't tell you how many people I know that moved from Houston because they got tired of it. You know,
those people could live in deed-restricted communities, just like I do.
Well, and I'm sure there's a lot of people you don't know that are moving into Houston as well, Paul.
Well, the people that I know that move into Houston do so for the jobs, and you know that's there.
Really? Is it thriving? Are you telling me a place without zoning is thriving?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a big city. I mean, there are jobs.
It's a big city for a reason. It didn't have zoning when it was a little city either.
But
to suggest that somebody's going to start a garbage dump in the middle of a residential neighborhood
on their own property
is totally asinine, and it just shows how far to what extremes you have to go to try and punch holes in this philosophy, Paul.
Well, but the point is that there are a lot of industrial operations that can foul up more than just the particular person.
You know what, you're absolutely right. Paul, I would point you to a great book called Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart. You can get it on her website at ruart.com, ruart.com, and check it out for yourself. In the book, she outlines the fact that private property ownership is the way to take care of land and sea and air. Right now we've got literally thousands and millions of acres of land in the United States that is owned and controlled by the U.S. federal government and the various state governments. And
That's right.
It turns out, those are the pieces of land that companies tend to pollute because they're leasing them from the government. So really,
just like renters punch holes in the walls of places they rent.
Right.
But homeowners generally don't.
When you own, they found this out in Great Britain, when you own a piece of the environment, you're more likely to take care of it. So if you want to talk about waterway pollution, for instance, if you own a piece of a river, and it turns out that the big petrochemical plant upstream from you is polluting that river, you then, since it's your property, have the absolute right to go and go after them in court and protect your property. I suggest you take a closer look. We have to go, though, Paul.
Oh,
thanks for the call.
Dylan,
we certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Somebody killed
We got to go to Mark, and we got to go to Mark in Vegas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, I'm the government hater.
Okay, great.
I'll talk to Sean, by the way, speaking of misuse of lands by the state, I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, originally from Minnesota, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, you sound
Operation
like you're from Wisconsin.
Operation Big Shot, you know, the federal government testing atomic weapons right out here in Nevada. Yeah, tell me that's a real good use of the land.
It's a little scary, and then if people owned that land, the government wouldn't be using, you know, land right next door.
I mean, except for underground testing and nuclear testing in the Nevada desert ended in 1992.
Right, I'm not inclined to, you know, spray chemicals or biologicals throughout my own house. You know, it's my property.
Now you described yourself, Mark, as a government hater.
Yeah.
Why do you describe yourself that way?
Well, I think Leisner Spooner said it best when he said that any group of scoundrels having money enough to start with can form themselves as a government, because with money they can hire agents, and with agents steal more money. And as Caesar said, during war, soldiers and money mutually support each other. That with money, you could hire soldiers, and with soldiers steal more money. And so
our government doesn't do that. They're good these days. American government is good.
And so the first use that governments always make of money is to hire agents to subdue and kill all those who refuse to give it more money. In other words, they use it sort of a jailhouse bayonet to raise their funds.
Yeah, but don't we need government to take care of people? What about the people that need help, Mark? Shouldn't we be helping them?
The government is only there to abuse people, and on occasion it will do something that seems nice. For example, it does tend to go after some sporadic criminals, and there's a reason for that. If the government let us behave the way it did with impunity, then pretty soon a different state would be able to replace it. So if they let us run around robbing it and pillaging at will, then, you know, pretty soon we could replace it. So it's about going after competition is what it is.
That's a good point.
So it has its goal is to prevent a different state from replacing it. Our goal should prevent anybody from becoming a state. In fact,
it's hard to argue with them.
The war in Iraq is right there is the genesis of the state, violent conquest.
Yeah, I agree.
So I guess you're against the war in Iraq, right? Do you think we should abolish the military?
I was in the Marine Corps, and I will tell you, yes. In fact, that'd be the first agency. I'd say the Department of Justice. I think that's probably the one with the real teeth. But, yeah, the Pentagon. In fact, you know what they did to us while I was in the Marine Corps? It's like who's going to defend us from the Pentagon? They used us as a bunch of guinea pigs. That's a documented fact. Congressional Report Accountability of DOD, FDA, and Bioport officials for the anthrax vaccine immunization program. I've had health problems ever since. Do we get justice? No.
Oh, but you get free medical care for the rest of your life. Come on. Why are you complaining, Mark? Free medical care.
The government, it gets away with violence and crime with impunity. That's all the government is.
You're absolutely right. They're just nothing more than a group of thugs that happen to wear suits and get press attention.
Yeah. Territorial monopoly on crime.
Mark, great call, man. Yeah. Any final points for us?
No, get rid of government.
We're glad people like you are out there listening. Are you a member of the Free State Project, Mark?
Yes. Leisner, Spooner, Murray, Rothbard, they're my heroes.
Good deal.
That's all I want to say.
We're glad you're out there listening, and check in with us again sometime.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
800-259-9231. I should have let him go at Paul next time. If you ever want to call, in to Free Talk Live, if there's ever somebody we've got on the air and you've got something you want to say to them, let our call screener know that.
Yeah.
And we will put you on.
That was a great noise though that Paul made. It was like a cartoon dying or something.
Oh, when we had to go?
Because yeah.
We do. I mean, we can't keep you know, we got callers on the line, we can't keep you on forever. 800-259-9231.
Always call back tomorrow.
Paul knows he can call back tomorrow. He called four
out
of five times last
week.
Sweet. Yeah, and absolutely. Good,
it's
good conversation.
A pleasure talking to him.
Yeah, good conversation. I love being questioned. Please question my beliefs. We question yours all the time. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you can talk about anything. Speaking about identification cards and things like that, we got more info on that on the way. Photography ban, etc. It's your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're out for a Sunday drive in the best-looking car in town. Now, what can you do on Saturday to make it beautiful for that Sunday drive? When we come back, I'll give you a shining example. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. How do you get those shiny cars that just drive better and are worth more? The International Car Wash Association recommends weekly washings and waxing every 6 months. Use cleaner wax for cars exposed to harsh elements or that are waxed only once a year.
For new and garaged cars, use a sealer wax. For both, dry and polish with a wet synthetic chamois. And to remove dried wax from chrome seams and moldings, cut the bristles of a new paintbrush to 3/4 inch and whisk residue away. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, political issue, personal problem, whatever. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the updates. You sign up. Doesn't take you very long at all. And, of course, it's free. We'll send you emails whenever there's something to announce about the show. And I think this week we're going to have an announcement about some new affiliates for our Saturday show. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah, so if you're on the updates list, you'll be the first people to know that kind of stuff at freetalklive.com. So we've kind of been on, a bit of a national security topics tonight. We've talked about, apparently, photography being banned in the subway tunnels in New York, which they've finally gotten rid of that, so you can now take pictures in the subway tunnels again, which is, I guess, good news. But now it's banned on beaches in, I think it's New York and New Jersey. Is that right, Johnson?
New Jersey. It's
just New Jersey.
It's just Hampstead, New Jersey.
Okay. And, well, they banned photography on the public beaches, which
I don't think it'll last long in Hampstead, I'll tell you that. Because, I mean, even, you know, when I was having the discussion with my boss, I mean, I was really surprised. He's normally fairly conservative as far as the, you know, when I start talking about libertarian issues, mm-hmm. he kind of looks at me and is like, okay, get back to work.
See, this is how people are, though. This has to do with photography, an issue that's important to him.
Right. Right.
And he doesn't really care about any of the other issues.
When I walked in
there
and he told me about this, I'm like, you thinking about voting libertarian yet?
That's how it is. And, you know, and I've talked to people, for instance, my wife thinks it's terrible that people smoke outdoor, you know, someplace that she might be able to smell it. But, you know, if they went in and started talking about scuba diving, which is something that she was interested in, and, you know, they wanted to ban scuba diving because that's a little dangerous. Oh, heck no, they can't do that.
Right.
Might have one person every decade drown from scuba diving, so we should protect everyone from that.
You know, and their fins, those ugly fins, and I have to look at them when I'm on the dock. I mean, I don't have to like having a look to them. And then they make that obnoxious, like, snorting noise with their snorkel.
Right. They could scare the fish,
that's
too.
Like, that pollutes
it's
everything.
It's an environmental issue.
Fish.
That's right. Scare fishies.
They could touch the coral.
People
and,
don't belong in water. We should ban swimming altogether.
Yes.
For the good of
we're land animals. That's why we have feet.
No, we shouldn't ban it. No. We should license it and tax it.
That's a good idea. Revenue. 800-259-9231.
What I was going to say about that is he got very passionate about it, and you know, because I talked about it. I said, you know, if that happened in some place up in New Hampshire, I'd be flying up on a plane just to disobey it, and I'd gather as many photographers in the area to go out there and take pictures. And he said, you know, if it happened here, absolutely.
He would disobey you?
Yeah, he would disobey it. He would be like, arrest me, please.
Good. Well, yeah, that's good. At least people are willing to stand up when they realize
when their livelihoods are being challenged.
Right. But the problem is, all of this affects people, but they don't realize that everything that the government does in Washington D.C., no matter how innocuous it might seem, is affecting you. Especially if it's bringing up the cost of government, because that's affecting your wallet, it's affecting your buying power, and it's affecting your liberty. Period.
Yep.
And so we need to get people to open their eyes to the wider picture.
You know, I kind of thought of a concept a little while ago. I was listening to, talk radio. I was listening to some other talk radio show. I don't remember what it was. Not a nationally syndicated. It might have been like a podcast or something. But an idea struck me. And I was thinking, you know, I hear a lot of people, they say, you know, I'd have voted libertarian, but.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have voted libertarian, but. I'd love to put out a call-in or even have, like, you know how some talk radio shows have, like, a call-in night, like, it's disagreement day here on the blah blah show, you know, and they allow calls. I'd like to just not necessarily make a night about it, but put out, you know, every once in a while, just ask for invites and ask for people to call in who thought about voting libertarian but didn't. and ask
and find
why.
Out why.
Yeah, I'd like to have people just call and say, I didn't vote Libertarian because.
If you were considering it, not if
right.
you hadn't considered it at
all. I
don't
think they want to get
right.
the pounding that we probably would end up giving them.
Yeah, that's true. That's like calling in just to be abused. 800-259-9231. If you want to do it, we are interested in knowing why. I can tell you why some of my friends did it.
Right.
Did not, rather, vote Libertarian, and that's because they were scared. They were scared about George Bush. They didn't want another term of George Bush, so they had to vote for John Kerry. And what did they get?
Bush and Bush Light.
Yeah. And again, it's even if I could get them to admit, even if I could get them to actually tell me that they agreed that John Kerry was just as big government as Bush, they still came back to, well, at least he's not Bush. But we know what Bush is like. You know, we know what Bush has been like for the last 4 years. We don't want more of that.
Well, we know what most presidents have been like.
Right.
You know,
they're all the same. Big government, big government, big
Republican
government.
Or Democrat or whatever.
Right.
And now here's a freedom issue that I haven't been totally on board with.
Okay.
It's the national ID card. I'm not really sure. Why is that going to affect my freedom? Well, I've got a little email here that I think is pretty interesting, and it's kind of funny.
Okay.
So it pokes fun at the national ID card. It's called Ordering Pizza in 2007. Operator, thank you for calling Pizza Hut. May I have your national ID number? Customer, hi, I'd like to place an order. I must have your NIDN first, sir. My national ID number, yeah, hold on. It's 61020499984585461 0. Thank you, Mr. Sheehan. I see you live at 1742 Medellin Drive, and the phone number is 492-2366. Your office number over at Lincoln Insurance is 745-2302, and your cell number is 266-2566.
Why don't you guys back and forth?
Yeah, we're going to do it back and forth.
Why don't you back and forth?
Sounds good.
You be the operator since you do a good woman voice sandwich, and I'll be the customer.
Okay, and your email address is sheehan@home.net. I see you're calling me from home.
Where'd you get all this information?
Well, we're wired in the HSS, sir.
The HSS? What's that?
We're wired into the Homeland Security System, sir. This will only add 15 seconds to your ordering time.
Well, I guess I'd like to order a couple of your all-meat special pizzas.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, your medical records condone sensors indicate that you have very high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Your national health care provider won't allow such an unhealthy choice.
What? What do you recommend, then?
Well, you might try our low-fat soybean pizza. I'm sure you might like it.
What makes you think I'd like something like that?
Well, you checked out the gourmet soybean recipes from your local library last week. That's why I made the suggestion.
All right. Well, give me 2 family-sized ones, then.
That should be plenty for you, your wife, your 4 kids, your 2 dogs, and you can finish the crust, sir. Your total is $49.99.
All right. Let me give you my credit card number.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm afraid you'll have to pay in cash. Your credit balance is over its limit.
I'll have to run over the ATM and get some cash before your driver gets here.
That won't work either, sir. Your checking account is also overdrawn.
Well, never mind. Just send the pizzas. I'll have the cash ready. How long will it take?
We're running a little behind, sir. It'll take about 45 minutes. If you're in a hurry, you might want to pick them up while you're out getting cash, but then carrying pizzas on a motorcycle can be a little awkward.
Wait, how do you know I ride a bike?
It says here you're in arrears on your car payments, so you got yourself a moped. But your Harley's paid for, so you can just fill the tank. You just filled the tank yesterday.
Well, I'll be an asterisk percentage point ampersand
blank.
Blankety blank.
I'd advise you for watching your language, sir. You've already got a July 4, 2004 conviction for cussing out a cop, and another one I see here in September for contempt at your hearing for cussing out at the judge. Oh, yes, I see here that you just got a 90-day stay in the state correctional facility. Is this your first pizza since your return to society? Customers left speechless. Will there be anything else, sir?
Yeah, I've got a coupon for a free 2-liter of Coke.
I'm sorry, sir, but our ad's exclusionary clause prevents us from offering free soda to diabetics. The new Constitution prohibits this. Thanks for calling Pizza Hut.
I love the new Constitution reference at the end there.
You know, and it's just kind of a joke, but
it is a little silly.
The fact is, once all this information gets, it gets collated,
mm-hmm.
and do you want your prospective employer that you're going and sitting in front of not hiring you because, say, you're diabetic or you've got hepatitis?
Or you ride a motorcycle.
Whatever reason.
Yeah.
They don't want to hire you because you're a smoker.
Soon they'll be doing DNA tests and collating that in, and we'll be living in Gattaca.
It's a little disturbing. If you've got comments, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. And what about the future of libraries? We'll tell you about that coming up.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show, bring up anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It is the Monday night edition, and we do it six nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 until 10 Eastern in the evening, and of course the live Saturday show, which you get from 7 until 10 in the evening. So join us for every single moment, and also join us online at freetalklive.com for live streaming. We've got the low-end version for those of you on dial-up. That's free. And, of course, the broadband version is free as well. And tonight, you broadband users got what you paid for because I forgot to start the stream until about 5 minutes ago.
You butthead.
So, you know, there you go. If you want to hear us guaranteed all the time, you should call your local talk stations and tell them you want to hear us on the airwaves because that'd be the best way to do it. Six nights a week, we are available. We'd love to be on your local station. So call them up. Tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live. All right. So your calls, 800-259-9231. We've been talking about security, national security, real ID, and you kind of read a funny email, man, which about ordering a pizza in 2007 and how excessive, I guess, the person who wrote the email was suggesting that the identification checks and just the information that is being passed around from business to business, from government to business, et cetera, is just going to be just overwhelming, or could be overwhelming,
right,
with this information-sharing society that we have here. And it was a little disturbing, a little bit funny all at the same time. And, of course, this is all coming from the National ID Card, the Real ID Act, which was passed about two weeks ago at this point, where our senators voted 100-0 for this legislation.
Well, it was tacked on.
Well, whatever. They voted 100-0 for it,
mm-hmm.
and now it's going to go to the president for final approval, and then maybe in 2 or 3 years we'll all have a national ID card. You know, in the just like old Nazi Germany did, kind of like that.
You know, the same person who sent that email about the ordering a pizza in 2007 also sent an email to, you know, I received that email about the ordering a pizza, mm-hmm. Because it was sent through our local chapter of the Free State Project.
That's true.
And she also sent an email about Mel Martinez, our senator's excuse for why he voted for the Real ID Act.
I didn't get a chance to pour through that, did you?
Yeah, I did. I read through it, and I thought it was just, you know, it was very typical. I mean, he said nothing that I wouldn't have expected him to say,
mm-hmm.
which was, well, it was military spending, and we had to get the troops money as fast as possible.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was just nonsense.
Right.
Like couldn't have... And I thought it was wrong that they were slipping this bill in, but we all had to vote for it.
But I did it anyway.
Right. I'm sure he was one of the 10 people talking out against it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think.
Yeah, the 10 people that talked out against it, but did it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. 800-259-9231. So here's some another little location that you might have to show some more identification for. How about your local library? Before long, patrons wanting to use the public library system in the state of Illinois, Naperville, wherever that is, computers without a hassle.
Chicago.
The people that want to use their computers without a hassle will have to provide their identity with a fingerprint. The three library system this week signed a $40,000 contract with a local company, U.S. Biometrics Corp. Think they're getting a lot of business from governments around the country?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
To install fingerprint scanners on 130 computers with internet access or a time limit on usage. The decision, according to the American Library Association, makes Naperville only the second library system in the country to install fingerprint scanners. Library officials said the added security is necessary to ensure people who are using the computers are who they say they are. Officials promised to protect the confidentiality of the fingerprint records. Boy, government really has lived up to its promises to protect confidentiality and privacy in the past, hasn't it? They've got a real sparkling record of that.
Well, not so much.
But with the Congress contemplating an expansion of the USA Patriot Act, which gives federal authorities access to confidential library records and cameras watching the streets some Chicagoans drive or the sidewalks they stroll, privacy advocates are concerned about yet another erosion of personal liberty. A spokesman for American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois said, quote, "We take people's fingerprints because we think they might be guilty of something, not because they want to use the library." He said that the library system may mean well, but that doesn't mean the technology won't be used for something else at a later date. He says, "You're just creating another database of information about people. I'm sure they started out with the best of intentions of not sharing this information, but the reality is sometimes intentions go awry."
Yeah. We know that DMV is selling all the information to all these companies out there.
At least here in Florida it is.
I'm sure DMV
probably
is all over
all
the U.S.
over the country. Without your permission, you have to know about it. At least here in the state of Florida, you have to know that the DMV is selling your info, and you have to specifically ask them to not sell your info.
Right.
And there's not very many people that know that they have that option. So they just get their info.
Or care to even take the initiative
to
do
call.
It. Yeah.
Right. Okay, currently patrons use their library cards and personal identification numbers to access the computer. So there's already a, you know, level of security there. You'd have to, if you wanted to pretend like you were somebody else, you'd have to steal their library card and whatever the PIN number is in order to use it. But that's not good enough. We got to lock down these this internet access. I'm not really sure why this is. Is it because they're afraid some terrorist is going to come in and look at some pornography or check his email or something like that? Seems a little silly.
God knows.
Well, you know, the upside of this is that maybe people will just stop using libraries.
Yeah, it's possible, but a lot of people do use them for the internet aspect. You know, if you go into a given area, there's no internet cafe, and you may want to stop by a library to check your email or something
yeah.
like that.
I think, you know, it would be nice if somebody were able to start up a private library and just have it start competing with the government libraries just with no fingerprints.
You think it'd be I would think it'd be possible. I mean, if there was indeed a demand for a library, mm-hmm. somebody would figure out how to do it. 800-259-9231. Are you suggesting we privatize libraries?
Sure.
I agree. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We promise not to ask you what your full name is or take your fingerprint. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231. The Monday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for you to get interactive with us, again, on the phones. 800-259-9231. You can always email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. We may or may not read your emails, though. Because the phone, I mean, the show is about your phone calls, emails, you know, from time to time we throw
it's
them
out. It's not email talk live.
Exactly. But you can email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. You can guarantee that we will read your emails off the air, and you'll always get a response at some point. So, there you go. Real ID. The Real ID Act passed a couple weeks back, and it's a big deal because it's going to create a national identification card. The standards will be set nationally as to what your local state driver's license is supposed to look like, what the information that it's supposed to contain. And the real frightening part about this is that it gives the Department of Homeland Security, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, gives him total control,
you know,
over the specifications of what's on the card.
You know what I particularly love about, you know, being a libertarian and understanding how government works and understanding the principles of government? And the fact is, this bill is one of the most ironic things. I love it because it's called the Real ID Act.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we know here that one of the principles of government is that any government program will work exactly the opposite as it's intended to do. Like, that's just how government generally works. When a program comes out, generally, it's going to have the exact opposite effect of what it's intended.
Sometimes it just falls flat, but yeah, very frequently you will get the opposite, yes.
The greatest thing about this act is that it's named Real ID, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what would be the opposite of a real ID?
Be a fake ID?
Fake ID? Well, so what you're saying is this whole bill is to help prevent fake IDs, right? By centralizing and making one uniform type of identification so that there's only one type of identification to have to fake and there's not multiple different standards. There's only one standard, so all you have to do is beat that one standard and then you make a fake ID that's universally usable everywhere?
I see what you're saying. I don't
know. Wow!
I wonder,
this is a great act. Everyone will be able to have fake IDs and no one will be identifiable at all, especially terrorists who have the motivation to do so.
You know,
so this act, the whole intention of this act is to make it easier for terrorists to infiltrate our society and blow up more buildings.
Now, I don't know if that was the intention of the act, per se, but that may indeed actually be the result.
Well, if this wasn't the intention, then our government officials must be just complete idiots. Just stupid morons.
I'll agree with you on the on you calling government officials stupid. I agree with that one. But actually, you make a great point, because and it brings me to a question that I have now as a result of what you just said. Even though they're going to set standards, and to my knowledge, the standards are supposed to be the information contained in the cards. I don't know if one of those standards is going to be a design spec. I don't know if that means that everything's going to have to be in the exact same place, if they're going to have to have, if all 50 states' cards will look alike except for the, you know, the icon and the name of their state.
Right.
I don't know if that's going to be the case. So then we may still have 50 somewhat different looking IDs, but they would all contain the same information.
Right.
But either way, you do make a good point.
Right. I can't believe it. You know, I got to wonder, you know, is Harvard, you know, and Yale, are they just pumping out morons these days? I mean, is that what's going on? Because a lot of these government officials, you know, that's the whole thing, is that I went to Yale, I went to Harvard. Well, what does that mean? I mean,
not
does that
much,
mean
apparently.
Nowadays that you know, you came out of a school that's just generating losers?
I don't know. 800-259-9231. I'm certainly no fan of government officials. This is your show. Hour number two is on the way. We got information about how we could possibly stop draconian legislation like the Real ID Act for the future. Our friends over at Downsize DC have figured it out. They have the answer, and we'll share that with you coming up, and much, much more. You share with us. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If you're tired.